MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting with Rob Abram, he's Managing Director at Rato Capital. They're the investment advisors to Supermarket Income REIT PLC. Listing on Friday, 13 December, JC share code will be SRI. This is a inward listing. It's also listed in London. Rob, appreciate the time today. You're an omnichannel supermarket owner. You've got properties across United Kingdom and France. Explain to me omnichannel. What are we talking when you're referring to omnichannel?
Yeah, good question. So fundamentally, omnichannel just means we've got supermarkets that perform your traditional kind of in-store shopping, but also provide online fulfillment. So that can be both through click and collect, where people order online, drive to the store and pick up from the car park, or it's home delivery in most cases. So the vast majority of our portfolio is omnichannel. That's a key part of the strategy. And as we saw, particularly during kind of the COVID pandemic, was just the real strategic importance of these omnichannel hubs for the operators.
You mentioned hubs there, which kind of answers my second question. I was going to ask, are these supermarkets then sort of bespoke for omnichannel? You're suggesting that, I mean, maybe not massively so, but there would be, for example, areas to collect or dispatch smaller orders from. So there is a level of bespokeness to it.
Really, these stores have been supermarkets for 30 to 40 years. Mm-hmm. So when they were first built, online, of course, didn't exist. But what they are is large format. So it's where you've got typically kind of 10-acre site size, which on my head, I think it's about 3 hectares, if that's a more familiar metric for you guys. So you're talking a large format sites where you've got a large service yard, a large back of house, warehouse function, and that's what gives you the capacity. So not all supermarkets can do online. So for context, Tesco has around 950 large format stores. Mm-hmm. Within that, about 350 do home delivery. So they can't all do it, but it is an absolutely key part of our investment strategy.
And this is single tenant. This is not a shopping center, which then has a, for example, Tesco in it. This is a large format grocer, which would have predominantly a single tenant in it, being a Tesco or something.
Correct. Typically single let. We do have some sites where there is some other non-grocery kind of operators that work really well alongside the supermarkets, kind of complementary tenants. What you're talking to is, it's certainly dominant supermarkets, typically single let, but our strategy is to buy the best performing food stores. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, they are co-located with other tenants. And we absolutely have the kind of in-house capability to manage that. But yeah, the driver is really identifying the best performing supermarket locations.
And I would imagine relatively long and simple to renew leases. I mean, at times I imagine a location does go out of favor, but predominantly if there is a Tesco there, they want to hang on. They don't want Sainsbury's taking over the lease. So sort of really long tenant duration.
This comes back to targeting those best performing sites. So where we know that they trade really well for the tenants, they absolutely do not want to risk losing those sites. And as I mentioned earlier, 30 to 40 years of trading history typically just gives you real confidence they'll remain long term. The average portfolio lease length at the moment is 12 years.
Oh, wow.
The shortest within that is sort of 5-6 years. So we're not under pressure to do anything immediately, but certainly very confident in the long-term renewal prospects.
How many properties do you have? You've got the United Kingdom, you've also got France. How many across the two regions have you got?
So it's 74 across the two. So the majority is in the UK with 57 and then 17 in France. And the gross asset value across the two is about £1.8 billion. So that would be in round, about £40 billion, I guess. Mm-hmm. Significant size portfolio, well diversified by geographies, also by tenant, but we've got a real weighting to the best-in-class operators. And in the UK, that's Tesco and Sainsbury's. And then we've added Carrefour, which is another investment-grade, dominant operator in the French market.
Yeah, Tesco, Sainsbury, 48 and 29% respectively. You mentioned Carrefour there. This is a more recent transaction, and that is the 17 Carrefour stores. What you've essentially done is purchase and lease back, and that we see it often. It's different companies sticking to their knitting. Carrefour want to retail groceries. You want to manage the properties.
I think there's an interesting point here around in the UK, the sale and leasebacks were done by Sainsbury's and Tesco's kind of 20 or 30 years ago. In the UK, we're typically buying in the secondary market, but we've got a really strong relationship with those tenants. Now, going into France, actually, Carrefour still owns the vast majority of its properties, yeah. So had the supply, and actually doing a direct sale and leaseback has allowed us to also build the relationship and replicate the model we've got in the UK, which is very relationship led. And then we've also, the store fundamentals are exactly the same. So single let, strong performing food stores that are omnichannel as well. So yeah, it ticks the same boxes for us, just very much an extension of the existing strategy.
Yeah, I've been to some of those Carrefours in France, and they are, to your point, they lodge single tenant and single purpose. What is your period end? When will results start flowing onto the JSE?
So our next reporting date would be our interims at the end of December. So that will be reported in March. Mm-hmm. And the intention would be to come out and do a results roadshow again. Then we've done a couple of non-deal roadshows now in South Africa where we met the investors, really good feedback, which was obviously a key part of the decision to proceed with the secondary listing. So now, yeah, the first results roadshow will be in March.
And I imagine reporting in sterling. My data, and I'm going to ask you to correct me if I'm wrong, says a dividend yield of a little under 9%. Is that about correct? And it will be sterling reporting.
Dividend yield is backed by the leading grocery operators who are investment grade covenants. So you've just got a really secure, attractive income stream.
We'll leave it there. That's Rob Abram, Managing Director at Rato Capital. They're the investment advisors to Supermarket Income REIT PLC. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.